Hey dronies, and welcome to another fun week of living the drone life. I'm really excited to provide you with some news that I've been learning so much about the new Phantom 4 RTK. And like you, I have so many questions. What can it do? What can't it do? And the deeper I dive into the Phantom 4 Pro RTK, honestly, the more questions I have, which is why I'm excited to get my hands on one and give you a full detailed review. But some things that I've learned, if you're in surveying, engineering, or construction, but particularly surveying, if you're doing surveys like ALTA surveys, boundary surveys, plot surveys, or other types of surveys, most surveyors are utilizing a Nader mission as their baseline. Why? Well, typically it's the most accurate. With the camera at a Nader position, there's no oblique angle to really throw off the software in any way. So it is providing the most accurate map. Typically, surveyors use that map, that Nader mission map, and they tie in their GCPs to it and then run a separate mission of any orbital or oblique imagery if there was a structure on that particular piece of property. Then what they're doing is tying those two maps together using manual tie points. And this way, they can get what they need as their property corners to be on their survey. Now, with the Phantom 4 Pro RTK, what I'm learning is that the RTK only writes data to the EXIF portion of the file when the camera is either pointed at a Nader position or a 45-degree angle. But in addition to that, DJI has really listened to the surveying market. Each individual Phantom 4 Pro RTK, Phantom 4 RTK, has actually calibrated the focal length of the lens and the position of the sensor. And it writes that data into each individual picture file to ensure the highest degree of accuracy possible. Now, what does the workflow look like? Is this really a game changer like people say? We really don't know yet, because traditional surveyors are getting away with just using an RTK rover connected to a network, and they're gathering their GCP data that way and still just flying it with a Phantom 4 Pro. With these added levels of accuracy, is it enough to get the surveyors to jump from their traditional GPS units into the Phantom 4 RTK? Well, I guess we'll find out. But for us, right now, we're still really interested in the total workflow, because surveyors typically have to run these surveys very quickly. And if the workflow isn't there, chances are the market goes. JI recently put an email out concerning Inspire 2 owners who are using the X7 and the Cine SSD. If you've been having a problem finding your files on the Cine SSD using Mac Mojave, you're not alone. But don't worry, your files are still on the SSD. You just may have to use another solution to gather that data. In other news, Ask Drone U is going to be teaming up with Drone DJ to provide you with up-to-date news once a week on the show. This new segment is going to be kind of a trial for a little while to see how well we can do it, as we want to provide you with the utmost value and the deepest information. So make sure to check out the show if you haven't in a while, because that's really going to spice things up. I really appreciate all of your support, and just want to say that our last mapping class in Austin was a crazy success. But I also do appreciate everyone who was there and who helped me when I had to go take a quick visit to urgent care. So thank you so much. Now I'm excited for the NTSB crash scene mapping class. I've been getting a lot of questions about it. This is more in an intermediate advanced class, but it'll be good for beginners as well, because we'll be going through the same mapping material that you would see in a general mapping class, but I wouldn't recommend it if you're brand new to mapping. This class is really going to deep dive in the acquisition strategies of mapping helicopters, plane crashes, and doing search and rescue missions. In addition, we're going to be showcasing a new software that will show you how to autonomously search images in search and rescue missions. That'll be after the PIX4D class, where we deep dive into processing these really complex maps. If you're in any CSI, if you're in public safety, maybe you're a police officer, maybe you're a state police officer, you're definitely going to want to check out this class. It is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. In fact, I don't know when we're going to be able to do this again, and the class is already halfway sold out. So make sure you check that class out. And if you want a true experience to learn mapping and enjoy doing it with a lot of cool people, then join us in DC December 4th through December 7th. We're even going to be throwing a new flight mastery course before the mapping course. So if you want to gain confidence and fly through our obstacle course, well, you better join us. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for being a part of the community, for supporting each other and the DroneU community. Thanks, guys.